I suppose it's down to a number of factors. It's the cost of doing business has soared through the roof. You'll probably see a lot more closures. Obviously, you'll see them before Christmas, winter. And it's just the excessive cost of actually trying to run a business. And then on top of that, you have the government coming down, charging excise duty has gone up, the VAT rate has gone up, etc., etc., etc. So it's across the board. And unfortunately, these little small pubs, family-run businesses, they can't sustain it. So they have to decide to close their doors. And it's an awful shame because we're destroying our Cade Mhíle Fáilte.
And not only is it a blow to the hospitality sector, but it's also a blow to tourism as well, as around 334 pubs in Donegal and 100 in Leitrim are relying on these pubs as a factor in their tourism strategies.
Absolutely. And look, when you come to Ireland, you come for the Ciúil, August the Crack, and, you know, you're coming to Ireland for an experience. You're coming to Ireland. One of the most biggest things that tourists do is visit a pub. But they also come for the food, they come for the music, the culture, and the way that we live our lives. And, you know, like, they're not going to have that. And that's slowly being eroded. But again, it's certainly down to the government. Now, obviously, look, there's different factors. People aren't drinking as much. People are probably drinking alcohol-free, stuff like that, and different things like that. But definitely it's down to the government factor where they've just totally overpriced it. They've totally overtaxed the industry. And therefore, people have to make the decision. And the harder they have to close their businesses. And it's a crying shame. And it destroys the tourism economy.